Last night we spoke to Adam Blackwell, who runs businesses in the South Wairarapa town of Greytown. Adam's been trying to get a boutique cycling resort up and running, catering to a soon-to-be-completed cycle trail in Wairarapa. It's called Pahikara, which translates as bicycle in Te Reo Māori. Adam says he's abandoning the idea because the council has decided on a 2-year consultation on whether to sell a piece of council-owned land in the middle of the proposed development. And it's currently occupied by Greytown Men's Shed, and they aren't that keen on shifting. Well, joining me now is the South Wairarapa Mayor, Alex Bayan. Kia ora, Alex.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Did you hear what Adam had to say last night?
Yes, I did listen to it just earlier on today, yeah.
So Adam's been told it'll take up to 18 months to consult with the community on the land that's at the centre of the issue. Is this the length of time it actually will take?
Well, yes, it is. We're not consulting on Mr. Blackwell's proposal as such, but certainly when it was raised that he was interested, it said in course a process that we go through when it comes to selling publicly owned land, and it is time-consuming.
Is he right that there's a limited window for this development or a development like this, but while the investors are there, they're keen, they're interested?
That's irrelevant from a public interest and democratic process perspective. I don't agree. Currently, we're struggling with the amount of growth. You know, it's actually ridiculous in the South Wairarapa. But the true question we've got to ask is not do we believe in his development, which I've seen and I think is fantastic. It's more what do the public want to see done with the last piece of commercial land that the council owns in Greytown. And for that to be done there, we have to look at options. We have to look at future public use of that land. And then we need to consult with the public, and there are 12,000 owners of that piece of land, in a democratic way that is set down through the Local Government Act.
Adam, he reckons he's a marketing man. He could do it in half the time, in fact, a quarter of the time.
I think our process is probably more robust and prescribed. There were some inaccuracies last night. You know, it's not just the people of Greytown, it's the people of the district that own that land, and everyone has a voice in the future use of that land.
He did mention that. He did say it wasn't just Greytown, it was the wider district. I think he was really talking about the process of gauging public opinion could be done quicker. Is that something that the council's ever looked at in terms of how you do due process, or is there a set prescriptive way of doing it and that's what you follow?
Well, we made a decision early on in this process that it was a significant decision. It wasn't just selling a piece of a berm that's jutting out into a property. It is quite a significant piece of land. It's not a little piece of land. And it's most of the proposed land area for the development.
Is it? I see. Yeah. Right. That's quite big.
Oh, yeah. It's thousands of square metres. And it's currently occupied by a community group, and we have some buildings there that we lease and we get a return on. So, but it's really, you know, what the worst case you can have is a council sells a bit of land and then 10 years later we're trying to buy it back because there's a need for a public amenity there. And we own the land and we've owned it for many years. It was the old council works yards when the Greytown had its own council. And it is currently being used. But, you know, the process is democratic process, not a quick marketing process, is that we do need to look at all the options and present the public with every option available for the bit of land so they can make an informed decision. And so it's not about his development, it's about whether we want to keep the land. And even if we did want to sell the land, if the public said sell the land, it would then go to public, you know, again, because it's public land, it would go onto the open market. So there's no guarantee Mr. Blackwell would get the land at that point either.
So the way that your council works, South Wairarapa, is it a similar process for all councils or do you do things differently?
No, it's the same. And I outlined this quite early on to Mr. Blackwell, saying, you know, of all the bits of land that you wanted to do your development on, you've picked a piece of land when there are other pieces of land available privately that is the most difficult to get over the line with regards to releasing into the out of the public ownership.
Because it's right in the centre of town.
It's in the centre of town. But there are other pieces of land around. There are buildings that could be old buildings that could be demolished. There's been a couple of sales of empty land recently, anyway. We're not different to any other council. There's a prescriptive way, and if we don't do it democratically, it's the quickest way to be brought in front of the Attorney General for not doing it right.
Why doesn't he want those other pieces of land? You know, have you had that conversation?
I'm unsure. He seems to be a bit fixated.
on that particular spot?
Yes.
How do you respond to his concerns, as I said, about his investors, that they won't be around in 2 years' time when the consultation is complete? Is that just, well, that's the way the cookie crumbles?
Unfortunately, we can't take that into account if we're going through a democratic process on the sale of public land.
And what goes on in that men's shed, Alex?
Well, the men's shed, I mean, there's a number, though. We have three in the South Wairarapa in different towns, and they're to do with, they're a community group and they fix things and they're a little club. However, we did enter, the previous council did enter into a right to occupy on that, and they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on building. So, you know, we have a moral obligation to them to honour that rather than try and move them on.
I imagine that there'd be many people who like the concept of being able to take some knives along somewhere to get sharpened.
Yeah. I can do that anywhere at the moment anyway.
Can you? Are you quite good at that?
Yes.
you talked about the growth of the region. So how is the district council there preparing itself to handle this growth phase that you're going through? What are you doing to accommodate people who want to buy land like this and put a development of this nature?
Well, for a lot of the processes that you go through in this area, they're commercially driven. We attempt to facilitate or give certainty to that. We've done a spatial plan where we're looking at what areas will be released for residential, commercial, industrial over the next 30 years. I think that most councils are either doing one or will be doing one soon. So we are attempting to give certainty on growth to developers, and that's what we should be doing as a council. So we're reacting very proactively to that.
Are you sufficiently resourced to be able to manage expansion?
Is any council sufficiently resourced at the moment? That's a good question. Any development that is done goes through the planning process, and we look at the infrastructure that's required prior to giving any approval. The towns are relatively healthy, and the roading's good, and the footpaths are getting brought up to spec. So I'm pretty happy that the council, that the whole district, is in a very good place.
What's wrong with your footpaths?
Footpaths are always a problem. They're expensive to repair and extend.
Yeah. Right, so here we go back to Adam Blackwell, and as a developer, do developers such as Adam, do they need to factor in more time for local councils to be able to consult with communities over major developments like Pahikara?
Only if you're looking to remove public land from public ownership. That's always a complicated business. With regards to resource consents, again, there's a process. There's the RMA. We're just like any other council with regards to that. So, an experienced or smart developer will know these things, if there is a time scale to doing something, and extend that if you want to try and grab public land.
It's a question of balancing the public need with the private need, isn't it? Really, to try to work out a happy balance.
And also following correct democratic processes. That's the key here.
I've got some texts for you, Alex. Good grief, the Mayor of South Wairarapa is talking nonsense. The men's shed occupies a small corner of the land under discussion. This might be Adam who's texting.
It does. It's a corner on West Street. However, the land as a whole is quite a large piece of land. And there are two other buildings on there which are leased out to different businesses.
The rest is gravel wasteland. List the land for sale and let the market decide. This grey town resident is tired of the council's stalling. P.S. The footpaths are fine.
They are now. We've been working on them quite hard. But again, we've got to come back to the process. You need to have a democratic process that all owners of that land have a say in. If we railroaded this through, it would be the worst case of a democratic process.
What's going to happen then? Is Adam going to just leave town?
No, that's really
up to him.
A side issue to the correct process that we're going through. So I really can't answer that.
Well, thank you very much for answering anyway. We appreciate you coming on tonight and talking to us.
Thank you very much.
That's the South Wairarapa Mayor, Alex Bayan.